Shalom Aleichem, everybody. At the end of Parshas Bealoscha, we hear about the unfortunate incident of Miriam and Aaron who spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem got angry and he punished Miriam with tzara'as. And the Torah tells us that Moshe davened for Miriam. He prayed to Hashem with an extremely short tefillah. The Torah says, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Moshe cried out to Hashem and he said, Kael na refa na la, please God, heal her. It's a very short tefillah, but it's also a beautiful tefillah. However, there seems to be an extra word. Why did Moshe say the word na twice? Kael na refa na la. The word na means please. So Moshe says, please God, heal her, please? Why did he say please twice? Unkelus, the Targum Unkelus, the great Tana Unkelus, translates the word na differently in the beginning of the tefillah and at the end of the tefillah. He translates the tefillah as follows, Kael na, please God, refa na la, heal her now. He translates the second na as meaning now. So Moshe said to Hashem, please Hashem, heal her now. The Ibn Ezra, Rav Avram ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167, and other Mefarshim explain the Pasuk in the same way. And if you look throughout Tanakh, the word na appears more than 400 times, and in many Psukim, it does indeed mean now. For example, in Parshas Toldos, when Yaakov pretended to be Esav, Yitzchak sent Yaakov out to trap some food for Yitzchak. Yitzchak introduced that request with Sefer Breishis Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Beis by saying, Hine na zakanti lo yadati yomosi. And some mefarshim, like the Rashbam, for example, Rav Shmuel ben Meir, who died in 1158, they do indeed translate Yitzchak's request as, I have grown old and I do not know the day of my death, so I ask you, please, to hunt some food, etc. However, Unkelus there and the Ibn Ezra there translate the Pasuk as, now I have grown old, and I do not know the day of my death. And there's many, many other examples. So in our Pasuk as well, Moshe asks Hashem not only to heal Miriam, but to heal her now. That is Unkelus and the Ibn Ezra and others. The Chidah, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, who died in 1806, explains the Pasuk differently in his Sefer on the Chumash Nachal Kedumim. The Chidah says Moshe indeed said na twice. He says please twice. Please God heal her, please. Why would Moshe say please twice? The Chidah says that in this short tefillah, Moshe is teaching us a fundamental idea about tefillah in general. When a person davens for something and says please twice, their tefillah is answered. That's it. That's the idea. When you say na, when you say please twice, your tefillos are answered. The Chidah says that's what happens in the beginning of Parshas Vayeschanan in Sefer Dvarim Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf Hey. Moshe begs Hashem to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. E'ebra na. He says not once. Let me please pass over the Jordan River and see Eretz Yisrael. And the Chidah says, Moshe says na only once. And in the next Pasuk Hashem says, Al tosef daber elai or badavar hazeh. Don't speak about this matter anymore. Don't say, says the Chidah, do not say the word na again. You said it once, don't say it a second time. Because if you do, I will agree to your request, says Hashem. That's the Chidah, explaining the word na as please both times in our Pasuk. Sometimes we take our tefillos for granted, especially in such a short tefillah like this one. Or worse, sometimes we take Hashem for granted. We treat Him like some sort of divine vending machine, chas v'shalom. We sometimes think that if we just say the words, Hashem has to do what we say. Of course, chas v'shalom. Nothing could be further from the truth. We asked Hashem, we said please. Sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes you have to say it again, but this time with sincerity, with earnestness. Even Moshe wasn't answered in our pasuk. He said, please heal her, please. And she was healed, but not immediately. Only after 7 days did her tzaras go away. And the example of Moshe davening in Parshas Vayeschanan, the Medrash in the Medrash Haggadah on Parshas Vayeschanan says that Moshe davened, he begged Hashem 515 times. It's the gematria of Vayeschanan. It's incredible. 515 times, and still he didn't get what he wanted. No one promises that Hashem will give us what we want. The Chida says to daven twice and we will be answered. Yes, we will be answered. But we may not like the answer. But even that doesn't happen unless we daven sincerely, truthfully, without taking the tefillos for granted, without taking Hashem for granted, without taking the tefillos as a given. Say please, and say please again, and then Hashem will listen. Have an amazing day, everyone.